Mike Kliss joins us in his usual spot. 9 News Broncos Insider, presented by Bet Rivers McGill's Hotel and Casino. Mike, first of all, thanks for joining us. I want to get to the question about Vic Fangio and his the threshold needed to keep his job in just a second. But first, the schedule came out yesterday evening. Your initial impressions are what?
It's easy. And the NFL doesn't think the Broncos are relevant anymore. Those were the two takeaways. You know, the one prime time game, which is a gimme. You know, every team that does not have a Monday night or Sunday night football game, they give them a Thursday night game. So everyone gets one game, and that's what the Broncos got, was the token one, a prime time game against the Browns, which is, you know, I think it's symbolic of the state of the team, where it is after the last 4 years. And then I think with the 17th game, they got that extra game. They got an extra last place opponent, which was the Lions. And so it looked like there was a lot of bad teams on there. So, you know, it's good and bad. The NFL doesn't think much of the Broncos based on, you know, and the networks don't, based on the lack of primetime games. But because of its competitive balance system, it's given the Broncos a chance to rebound by giving them, relatively, an easy schedule.
Mike Kliss is joining us. Stoke, go ahead. You're back on.
Yeah, I think that was well said, Mike.
I was going to say, did I stun the
No,
the panel,
no,
or?
no, not at all. You never do that. But Mike, when I look at it, I look at the early part of the season here, and I look at they got to start fast. You got to. You got 3 winnable games there, and I know 2 of them are on the road, but to me, you got to be at least 2-1 after the first 3. How do you look at those first 3 football games?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking 6-10. 1-15 and 2-14, and people are saying, yeah, but they got the number 1 draft pick and the number 2 draft pick. But they're still rookie quarterbacks, and those guys struggle. You know, they all have, you know, even the greats have rough games. They eventually are going to be very good, Trevor Lawrence for sure. But, you know, they're going to take their lumps, and the Fangio defense, all we keep hearing is about how great this roster is, you know, which is a bit of a head scratcher that their roster is so well considered. And I do think George Payton has improved it quite a bit. But, you know, Vic Fangio's this defensive whiz. Everybody's copying his defensive system. Mike Munchak's the best offensive, line coach in the NFL. And, you know, between all that, you know, let's start seeing some wins here. And that early part of the schedule, you know, you can talk up those 3 teams all you want, but you're right. It's right there for the Broncos to start, certainly better than what they have. It's perplexing to me that they're 0-4 and 0-3. You know, it seems to me like Fangio, the way he runs training camp, which is, you know, he takes them to the limit a lot. They don't let you pop the pads as much as anywhere near as they used to, but he pops them as much as possible. I always thought they would be ready to start fast, and it's kind of the opposite that has happened. So, I definitely think 2-1. 1-2 wouldn't be terrible. I think it would give us a lot to talk about if they were.
Mike, don't set the bar that low. It would be awful. Terrible.
Yeah, well, you're right. You gotta split on the road, and you gotta win the opener
yes,
against the Jets.
Yes, yes.
You gotta go 2-1. Yes. Gotta go 2-1. Yeah.
All right, Mike. All right. We saw last year with the whole Kendall.
There's
Hinton.
14 more games after a 1-2 start if they do start 1-2. But yes, 2-1. Gotta go 2-1.
Do you like them against the Ravens Week 4 than at the Steelers? I mean, that's how it's gonna go.
I know. And then the Raiders, sorry, Chad, you deserve better.
All right, so we saw last year with Kendall Hinton in that situation how the league viewed the Broncos last year. We see this releases the schedule this year and only one primetime game and how they view the Broncos. That's the league perception. That seems to be the national perception.
Yeah.
You just talked about the optimism here and the conversation here in Denver about the roster and all, you know, how talented it is. But in the heart of hearts, in private conversations over there at Dove Valley, do you think their mindset aligns more with this is a top five roster, or does their mindset recognize what the league sees and where they actually are from a national perspective?
Well, I guess I'm going to not punt, but straddle here. I think the feeling over there is that the roster was the sixth best in the league was a little ridiculous. I think they think that they can get – here's the honest thing. They think that if things go well, they coach them up, they play well, a couple breaks go their way, and more importantly, they don't lose their two best players before the starting line like they did last year, that they can get in the playoffs. That they can, you know, I'm not sure how many playoff teams there are now. There's an extra one, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. They can get in the playoffs. I think they really believe that. But I think they also believe they got a ways to go before they're legit, you know, Final Four Super Bowl contenders. At least another year away roster-wise, if not 2 years, probably 2 years away, Super Bowl contender-wise, for George Payton to rebuild this thing. And they kind of look at it more, and none of us do, but, you know, we all see the starters are in place. We all see that the defensive starters are in place. The depth on this team hasn't been there. When they've had injuries, it has crippled this team more than it has maybe other teams. We've talked about that over the last, especially last year we talked about. Special teams has been a problem for the Broncos. And so George Payton, you know, a guy like Mike Boone is a subtle, but the type of move that George Payton is trying to make with this roster and strengthening the underbelly, so to speak, of the roster. So better, but still a good year or two away from where they want to be.
Mike, Sean Drotar here. The Broncos won five games last year. A 10-win Miami Dolphins team did not make the playoffs in the AFC. So you're talking about a massive leap forward schedule-wise. The average AFC playoff team averaged 28.6 points per game. The Broncos could barely get to 20. Do they believe they have the people in-house for this offense to get a touchdown better per game, which keep in mind, given what the Broncos scored, is basically saying they're going to improve their offensive output by more than 35%. Do they think they have that right now?
Right now, no, but they're going to monitor Aaron Rodgers. You know, if Aaron Rodgers winds up with the Broncos, they can go up that touchdown. With the quarterbacks they have now, there's obviously concern at the quarterbacks. On offense, I think the key to the offense, and I like Javonte Williams' addition. I that's obviously the biggest offensive addition that they've made. The offense is reliant on two guys that had big ACL injuries last year. Albert O at tight end, who is just coming on, especially in the the red zone. And I don't think he'll be ready quite for the start of the season. And then Courtland Sutton, you know, the Courtland Sutton returns to 2019 form. This offense is in good shape. If he's going to struggle for half a season to get back, and I think that's realistic, you know, that he fights his way back and he's better at the end of the season than he is in the beginning, then I think it's going to be difficult for them to improve a touchdown a game. They got to get three more points. Let's see if the Broncos can get to 24, 25 points a game before they can get up in that 28, 29 area of the Chiefs.
He's our 9 News Broncos Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Mike, thanks for your time, and we'll catch up again with you next week.
Go get them, guys.